And my view always is that that miracles are always possible, and that we don't ever want to give up hope. You heard me quote Michelangelo, "The greater danger is not that our hopes are too high and we fail to reach them, it's that they are too low and we do." And I've received a lot of criticism for telling people on the air to never give up hope and to never buy into the idea that something is impossible, because the moment that you do, you'll put your attention on it's impossible, and it's impossible is what will manifest and show up into your life. You'll act upon what you think about. But this particular woman, she decided that her life was too noisy. And by noisy, I mean that she had a family, she had children and a husband who all had demands on her all the time. She was trying to run a business, and that business was making demands on her all the time. She never felt that she had any time to herself. And as a result, she was in a constant inner state of stress and anxiety. And it was something that she had been feeling for many, many years. And then she had this diagnosis of some kind of a cancer, I believe it was, that it was. And she was told that she only had a certain amount of time, that it was a virulent form of this cancer. And she made a decision. And she said that I am going to go into silence for as long as it takes. And she went to a place, I believe it was up in Minnesota or Wisconsin, way up north. And she rented a cabin, and she didn't tell anybody where she was going. I was the only one who knew. And she went into silence. And the only sounds that she would hear were the sounds of God, the sounds of nature. She would listen to the wind. She would listen to the birds. And each day she would find herself more comfortable with this silence, with the conscious contact with God. And she stayed there for the first month, and then she called, and then she decided that she was going to stay for another month. And she said, I know my family is worried about me, but I've assured them that I'm safe and that I'm fine. And she didn't even tell them that she had this illness. And she absolutely stayed in this state of communion with nature for 7 or 8 months, until she felt that she could come out and be at peace, and that it was this wilderness as therapy that she decided to try for her own self in her own life. And I haven't seen her in, this was 25 years ago, but about 12 years ago, I received a Christmas card from her, and she hadn't gone back to any doctors when she returned from the wilderness. And she said what she discovered there in the wilderness was the big picture, what she called the big picture. And as a result, she felt that a healing had taken place in her life through making conscious contact with God. Now, this isn't a prescription for everybody who has a serious illness. I'm just telling you that this particular person's approach to healing, and healing doesn't have to be from a serious physical disability. Healing can be from anything that seems to be disruptive in your life, that the comfort you'll experience, the comfort that you'll feel when you allow yourself to go into silence. The problem for most of us in the Western world is that we have been conditioned to believe that silence is uncomfortable.